Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the last Sunday of each month from 2 to 3 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Mitzi, and
Elora,
Hanani.
We all attend Laytonville High School. Today our topic is what is gay? Historically, gay meant cheerful and carefree. Gay, meaning homosexual, dates back to the 1930s, though it was in the 1960s that it became established as the term preferred by homosexual men to describe themselves. Today, the word is often used to refer to both men and female homosexuals. Among many teens, today the word gay is used to mean something is stupid or ridiculous.
Yo, check out this chef, right?
Right? That's so gay. That's really gay.
Dude, look at those pants.
Please don't say that.
What?
Don't say that something is gay when you mean that something is dumb or stupid. It's insulting. It's like if I thought this pepper shaker was stupid and I said, man, this pepper shaker is so 16-year-old boy with a cheesy mustache. Just saying. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
The intent of most teens using the word gay is not hateful. It is more of a fearful reaction bred into our culture. But the effect on those who are gay is clearly threatening and painful. It is curious that Americans can accept girls that act like boys, tomboys, but not boys that act like girls, sissies. Recently, in a Mississippi high school, a senior girl, Constance McMillan, wanted to attend their prom dressed in a tuxedo with a female date. This girl had been openly homosexual throughout high school. The school district canceled the prom to avoid the gay rights issue. A federal judge ruled that the school violated her rights, but would not force the school to hold the prom. This case has received a lot of national publicity. At some senior proms, predominantly in the Bible Belt, interracial dates are not allowed. This can be accomplished by having parents or businesses sponsor the dance. Another recent case occurred in Georgia, where a senior boy, Derek Martin, has been granted permission from his school district to take another boy to a senior prom. People in the small town of Cochran are holding rallies to protest the school's decision. They say that they don't want Cochran to be known as a pro-gay town. Derek's father teaches math at the high school and is the school's teacher of the year. Derek's parents kicked him out of the house out of embarrassment after he received permission to attend the prom. As in Derek's case, parents often evict their children when they learn that the child is gay. In fact, that is the leading cause of homelessness among youth in America. For this reason, many counselors suggests that youth not come out about their sexual orientation to their parents until they are capable of living on their own. Actually, in our communities, few high school students are openly gay. Historically, many local high school students wait until they can live away at college or another area before they feel confident about coming out to their friends. Studies show that 1/4 of high school dropouts do so because they are gay and feel harassed at school. Many young people are uncertain of their sexual orientation. Many who have had the same sex encounters or romantic attractions do not think of themselves as homosexual. Estimates of America's gay population runs from 1% to 21% or more. Many young people do not want to be defined by their gender or their sexual orientation. Yet homophobia is widespread in middle schools, especially among boys. It has been suggested that the great strides of the women's movement has made girls much less likely to be homophobic in school. Some young people will tell their parents about their attraction to others of the same sex, will find themselves sent to a psychologist, a church group, or a camp for therapy. One group is called Exodus International, a network of ministries whose core message is freedom from homosexuality through the power of Jesus Christ. Most psychologists consider homosexuality a normal variant of human sexuality and not a disorder. Only a few believe that one's sexual identity can be changed. Young people are far more open to the concept of gay marriage than the general population is. Statistics from every state show that people aged 18 through 29 are twice as likely to vote from for same-sex marriage as those who are over 65. If voting was restricted to those aged 18 to 30 years old, 38 of the 50 states could pass same-sex marriage laws, which means that in a few years, the majority of Americans will probably be able to marry whoever they want. In our community, we know that a number of teachers have same-sex partners, and they are accepted by the students. Elora, Hanani, and I will discuss what is gay for a while, and then we will ask you to please join in this conversation. The purpose of the show is to engage the community in listening to young people speak about what is happening in our lives. We believe that your input is equally important in creating connections between the youth and adult population. We are at the Willis Studio, and our phone number will be 707-456-9991. So, Elora, how often do you hear the word gay used as a joke or insult?
Well, once you start getting up through the higher grades in high school, after usually your freshman year, it starts to go down a little bit, but definitely in middle school, there most of the boys, especially the boys, would definitely talk about, oh, this boy is so gay because he's wearing a pink shirt. Or when most of the clothes made, it's not that it's the color. They love just the clothes. And you usually hear that term towards each other, usually as playful or just joking around when they don't even think about the meaning that they're using.
Yeah, in high school, it's not as big as an emphasis. I think once we've matured a little, we've kind of like grown to know that it's not even a joke anymore. It's just part of life. And Hanani, in Nigeria, did you ever experience anything like that?
No, people don't really use such terms for to insult each other or like playfully, or because they know people know the meaning of it, and if they hear it, it's like it's true. So they don't really do it because they know people may read meaning into what they're saying, and then so they don't do it.
Yeah. I know definitely here, just the other day, I guess a couple of boys were teasing each other about it, and most of these boys are actually best friends with each other, and they just do it to mess around, and then if one of them maybe is gay, then they'll just feel like they'll just lock themselves away even farther because they're afraid of if they actually come out, then they will actually be teased even more, and not just playfully.
Yeah, and I think that if someone was actually openly gay about it, our community would accept them. Like, I don't think we exclude them from anything, but I know that a lot of the kids in our community use it as a insult, but I think that they'd be acceptive of it if they knew it was actually true.
Well, we do have some openly gay people in our community, and the kids all accept them, and so I think that should show them that it's okay, and no one's going to tease you. I mean, you may get teased, but there's nothing wrong with what you are and who you are. It's just a part of you.
Yeah. And I think our culture is kind of open to anything. Hanani, yeah. Is in Nigeria, is gay accepted? Like, are homosexual people any different from straight people?
Well, I don't really know many people like that, but most people don't really
accept them.
Accepting people like that, but they're not so much.
It's not very. It's not really a big part of the religion.
Well, where I was, it wasn't really common.
Oh.
So.
It is curious that Americans can accept girls that act like boys, tomboys, but not girls that act like sissies. Do you guys think that's different in our high school, do you think that's true, that they'll accept the girls and not the boys as much?
I actually think, yeah, that is true, because, growing up in the country, it's kind of, like, normal for a girl to be, like, tomboyish and, like, not afraid to, like, do manly things, but if a boy comes to school dressed in like a dress or makeup, it's kind of like, whoa, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you like this? But
yeah.
What do you guys think about the whole Constance, how she wanted to take another girl to the prom? Do you think that it was fair for the school district to cancel the prom?
Well, I don't think it was right for the school to cancel the prom. I think if there was anything, like if they had a problem with it, they should have done, like, they should have talked with Constance and her partner, and then not affecting other people's problems.
Yeah,
I definitely think that it's her choice. I mean, you see girls go to prom with other girls all the time in groups and everything, and then the schools never have any problem with that. They just think that, oh, they didn't get a boy to go with them. But sometimes maybe those girls are just hiding in that, and that they just really wanted to go with other girls. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. The girls just wanted to go with other girls. I mean, it's what they wanted to do, and the school shouldn't have any say in who goes to prom with who.
Yeah, I think the same rules should apply to everyone. Like, I mean, they don't cancel a prom because you go to prom with a boy. I mean, it's not... I mean, if a girl goes to prom with a boy, it's... I think that if a girl wants to go to prom with a girl, it should be fine.
Because you definitely see a lot of girls go in groups with other girls, but you never really see... If a guy doesn't have a date to prom, they usually won't go. Or if they do, they'll just go and, like, sit on the sidelines. You don't really see guys going with other guys. And I think it's because they're actually afraid of what our culture has, like, made them afraid, that if they come out in any way that they... will be teased and maybe even kicked out by their parents. Because you see these stories of these kids that are homeless because their parents didn't accept who they were and who they are. And I think it just scares them a lot.
Yeah. And going back to the case in Georgia when Derek Martin was, his parents kicked him out of the house because he got permission to go to his prom with another boy. Do you think that was, do you think it was his parents just kicked him out because of embarrassment or because of the father's position in the school?
Well, I think that if you think about it, the father must have been, like, pressured, oh, your kid is this way because of this. When actually, when you were born, I think that it's already decided who you're going to be and what you're going to be, and you just have to figure that out on yourself. But everything's like fate and chance, and you know what you're going to be already by the time you're born. But I also think that Derek's father probably was afraid of losing his Teacher of the Year status, but I think you should think about your kids more than your job. I mean, the reason you have a job is to provide, like, family support for your family, and if you don't have a family, then there's not really a point for your status.
Yeah. And, I thought it was weird that Constance, like, her school was so against her going with a female that they, like, canceled the whole prom when Derek was given permission. And I think I don't think that that should happen. I think that the same, it should be the same everywhere.
Yeah. Well, some places are definitely more afraid than others. Like, in the statistic, a lot of the more places are definitely more afraid of homosexuals than others, and it's definitely a bigger part in more East Coast and Southern places where it's, like, forbidden or bad to go with a person of the same sex, when around here, it seems like you just look at the same-sex couple and you just think, oh, that's perfectly normal.
Yeah. Hanani, what do you think about, students waiting till they can live on their own before they come out with their, about their sexual orientation?
I don't really know, like, there are different, like, there are some advantages of telling your parents when you're on your own, because they can't, you don't live with them, you don't depend on them again, so you can be who you want to be, and then... If you tell them while you still depend on them, you don't know what is going to be their reaction. So you can't, like, if they decide not to take care of you again, you may not have anybody to
turn to.
Yeah.
Also, you can always talk to your counselors and everything, but also there's probably cases where counselors have told the parents and then you get sent to these church groups and counseling camps and all this stuff when they tell you you need to be fixed, when some people, this is just who they are and they can't, that's nothing that any kind of counseling or group is going to change. You're who you are and that's what you're going to be for the rest of your life, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it's, I think it'd be hard to keep it within you your whole high school career that you were attracted to the same sex, and I think it's really unhealthy. I think it'd be better to get it out and, like, say what you feel, because that's, I mean, people should accept you for who you are, not who for who you should be.
I know definitely in the older populations, like, it was in, it was how you were raised, that homosexuality was bad, and people who are younger, there are rights, and, like, that you see the same-sex marriage a lot more nowadays than you do in, say, the 1960s. Mm-hmm. And I think if you talk to your parents more about it, you'd find out, without openly coming out, then you'd find out if they would accept you or not, and then you can make your choice. Because sometimes your parents will accept you, and you just need to talk to them about it when sometimes you know that they won't, and then it would be a good choice probably to wait. And it's definitely your choice of who you tell and who you don't.
What do you guys think about people who are certain about their sexual orientation?
Like when they're, like, positive, which way they're...
Like, they don't know if...
Oh, they're not sure?
Yeah, they're not sure.
Well, I think when you're in high school, you're kind of, I mean, or even middle school, you're kind of uncertain about almost everything. I mean, you're not an adult yet, and you don't know what's going to happen. I think that they're just kind of trying to find a place where they fit in. Laura, what do you think about it?
I definitely think people are always trying to fit in. That's why you see all the cliques and everything. But usually you do see girls and guys kind of separate, and guys are usually at one side of the playground and the girls are at the other. You usually see that, but you never think that, oh, this girl's with these people because she likes them. You just accept that they're friends and everything. And so the people that do like each other should be able to tell each other openly without being afraid that they're going to be teased or mocked or anything. And that even though they are uncertain, that doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, and there's, it's harder in a smaller community. I mean, sometimes it's easier, but I think that since we're in such a small community that once, I mean, everyone knows everything. So if you're not comfortable with it, you, it's kind of hard to come out at all because, I mean, you don't know what the community's going to do. Like,
yeah, because everyone does know everything about you and our town because it is so small. But also in bigger places, you can kind of hide behind other people, but there's nothing, you don't have to hide anything.
Yeah. It's just the way you are. It's not, I mean, neither way is right, and I mean, it's not wrong to be either way, so.
Yeah, and if you, like, if you hide who you are, you constantly be afraid because you don't know if somebody will find out and then you get into another kind of trouble or, you know, you won't be, like, you'll be scared. If you don't come out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you think girls are less homophobic than guys?
I actually don't know. I think that it's just the way... I think it's just the way you were brought up or the way... I mean, sometimes someone might turn a certain way because their parents are so against or so for something that they kind of are like, I don't want this. I don't want to be the way you want me to be. And they kind of change just because of that.
Yeah, and people say that you can change your kids and send them to these camps, but I don't believe that there's nothing to change. You're who you are, and even though these camps, they'll ask you what's wrong, what do you think is wrong with you and all these things, but there's nothing wrong. It's just what's going on in your body, in your life, in your mind, and these camps don't do anything to help you. There's nothing to be helped for.
Yeah, and time changes almost everything, but sometimes it can't. Like, if you're, I mean, sometimes you're just the way you are, and there's nothing wrong with the way you want to be.
Yeah, you just can always like who you want and what you want, and some places don't like that, and one of those places is sometimes high school, and it's not, people are afraid of new changes and everything. Like, we have, like, if you have openly gay teachers, the children will accept them, but if you have an openly gay student, sometimes even the teachers won't accept them. And that they're afraid that they're going to have to drop out or move away because they're afraid that they won't be accepted or they'll just have to hide from everyone.
Yeah. With
Constance McMillan, she tried to take another girl to the prom and it got a whole bunch of publicity and everything. And she was on Ellen DeGeneres' show. And so do you think if you were openly gay about everything, would you want everyone to know? Like, would you want, like, all this publicity and everything? I think that you definitely want to fight for it, but do you think you'd want to make such a big deal out of everything?
I wouldn't want to make a big deal out of it. I think, I mean, people don't make a big deal out of being straight, so I don't think that being gay or being a lesbian is any different. I think that it's just, I mean, it's the way you want to be. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing to really fight for. Yeah. And people should just accept you for who you are.
Yeah. Hanani, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think I share the same ideas with you guys.
Yeah.
Definitely, when you see an openly gay couple, there's, like, for me, I never think anything's wrong, but then you think that maybe some people walking by would be frightened, or, like, usually older people are sometimes frightened with that, but that's just the way they were raised, and sometimes you can never hold that against them, because that's how they were brought up, and that's their beliefs. And for people in our younger generation, we're taught that it's not a bad thing, and it's openly fine to be like that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And statistics showed that from every state, people aged between 18 and 29 were twice as likely to vote for same-sex marriage as those who were 65 or older. And do you guys think that that means that once that generation is old enough to vote, I mean, people between 16, I mean, above 18, do you think that that means that once they vote, they're going to vote for what they think right now? Or do you think once they get older, their opinion's going to change?
I definitely believe that I think the voting rights will change. Like, you know, Proposition 8 was passed. And I think once the younger generation becomes old enough to vote, and we were all taught that it's okay to be gay, openly gay and lesbian. And so I think that the rights will change and the laws will change, and you'll be able to marry and be with whoever you want.
Yeah, and I think your opinion sometimes changes when you get older, because you have more knowledge about things, and you have more experience. But I think that these kind of things, once you have an opinion about it, it's not going to change. I mean, you know how you feel towards it, and I mean, by the time you're old enough to vote, I think that you're going to just think the same way. Hanani, what do you feel about that?
I know for some people, their mindset changes as they grow up. And even in this, I feel there are some people that may still change their minds about it, because they may, like, some people grow up believing in something, and then when they grow older, they find out that there's a lot more to what they believe in than just what they have grown to know. So, for some people, it may change. For some people, it may not. I don't really know.
Yeah. Definitely, when you think about the younger people who are afraid, then it's definitely better for them to openly come out and everything. Because it's, your parents should accept you for who you are, because they are your parents and they do love you. And even though the people say that the leading cause of homelessness among youth, that's just part of it, and those are the only ones you hear about. You don't really hear about the ones who tell their parents, and their parents are definitely okay with it. And if you know that your parents might freak out and be like that, then it is okay to wait. But to have your family know it is definitely a very opening, and you feel a lot better about knowing that your family cares and doesn't care that whoever you love is who you love, and what you are is who you are.
Yeah, and it might be hard that sometimes if you do come out, and your parents don't support you, it could be really hard. But, I mean, if you come out and some people are, like, hard on you, it's good to know that you have a family that supports you.
Yeah. Also, callers and listeners, please help support your community radio station so programs like You Speaks Out can continue. Call 895-223 and pledge your support. Please help out and call 895-2233.
And,
to anyone who is, we will be opening this phone line soon for anyone who wants to call in and have a discussion with us about these topics. And so we would really like to hear from our entire community, just because that's what community radio is all about, is our callers and our listeners.
There's a group called Exodus International. I've actually never heard of it, but they're sending up a message that freedom from homosexuality through the power of Jesus Christ. What do you guys feel about like a organization like that?
Well, what I said earlier is that you can't change who you are, and like you're born the way you're going to be, and you just figure that out when you grow up and all this. But so these groups, I do not believe that they can change you in any way, because you're going to be whoever you were born to be.
Yeah. Hanani, I know you just moved here, but since you moved here, do you feel like this community would accept a teenage gay student? It might be hard since you just moved here.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not really sure. I don't really know.
Yeah. I think that in our school, especially, if a kid is being teased for being called gay or lesbian or even a derogatory term, then our teachers usually stick up for that person, because it kind of closes you off and you feel really bad about it, and our teachers all know that, and so they usually stick up for you, and they will just, like, definitely get the other kid in trouble, and they do not like that.
We're going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth, their parents, and concerned friends in the listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about what is gay. Do you have friends who are gay? Do you think the community is supportive of homosexuality? Are people here threatened because of their sexual orientation? Do you ever hear the term gay used to ridicule someone or something? What were your parents' attitudes towards homosexuality? Who could you go to if you questioned your orientation? Who could you not go to? Did you vote for or against Proposition 8, which would have legalized same-sex marriages? Should gay people just keep it to themselves? Is it surprising to you that the majority of young people think that same-sex marriage is acceptable? If you realized that you were gay as a youth, did you tell your parents? What was their reaction? How did people treat homosexuality when you were in school? Should schools ban same-sex dates to a prom? Do your religious beliefs affect your attitude toward gay? Please speak with us and the listening community about what is gay. We all need to hear each other's experiences and ideas about these subjects. The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio, or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call in and be part of this discussion. We'd really like to hear from you, and your input is what community radio is all about. Where else can you have a public conversation with the youth in our community? Please call in.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a teacher in Fort Bragg, actually in the middle school, and I just want to say I'm really proud that you guys are doing this. I'm really proud to be part of a community where kids like you guys are speaking out, so I really want to thank you, because it's a great community, but I'm also seeing that there are a lot of people that could open their minds a little more.
Yeah. And you said you were a teacher in Fort Bragg?
Mm-hmm.
Is gay a big part of the school in Fort Bragg? I mean, does it seem like it's...
Do kids get teased at all there?
Well, I'm at the middle school, so sexuality is barely visible, you know?
Yeah.
Because
we're, you know, a lot of them are still really young kids. But I definitely hear it as an insult, you know, and even not necessarily referring to someone's sexual orientation, but sort of as Wanda Sykes was saying, just as, you know, an insult.
Yeah.
But which definitely has its undertones or overtones.
Yeah.
But I think... I've actually heard of students also being specifically called gay because of the way their hair was, because of the way their clothes were, or the way they talked in an uncomfortable way. I haven't witnessed it myself, but I've talked to, and heard of kids who've been made really uncomfortable.
Where do you think that kids could go to talk to someone if they believe that they wanted to talk about their sexuality? Do you guys have a counselor or anything that they could talk to?
We have a counselor, and I'm not sure how, at our age level, how comfortable people are, how comfortable the adults are having conversations about kids' sexuality. So I was going to ask you guys if you knew who kids could go to in the community.
I definitely know in Laytonville we have, I think, three people who we could talk to that are counselors. We have one at the middle school and elementary, and then we have two at the high school. And then, actually, four. We do have one for boys. And we also have Healthy Start, where there are people that you can talk to.
Uh-huh. And, I know all the teachers in our school are really supportive. I mean, I think you could talk to any one of them, and they'd help you through anything that was going on. And if you needed help talking to your parents, I think they could be there and help you through it.
Yeah, our principal is also very supportive of all the students.
That's really nice to know that even your principal is supportive. Are you guys in high school?
Yeah.
Here at the high school level. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, and I hope that there are any Fort Bragg middle school kids out there that are listening, that they know at least one or two teachers that would be really happy to help them through something and direct them toward other resources.
Yeah.
So, and also there's an organization called Safe Passage, and I know sometimes they help students through sexuality issues, so they might, I'm not sure, but they might be a resource for that as well, so.
Yeah, it's nice to know that there's something out there that can help you if you don't know who to talk to.
Right. So thanks. Keep being vocal, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Yeah, it was nice to know that even middle school teachers, can recognize that, but they're open to discussion and know that, and, like, are there for middle school students even if you're sure that you're gay in middle school,
I know we have a counselor at the middle school who you can always talk to. She's actually really, really nice to talk to. And callers, the number is 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you. What do you guys think about, do you think that kids would be afraid to talk to teachers or parents, or not parents? I know it's definitely harder to talk to your parents, but do you think they'd be afraid to talk to their teachers or counselors about this kind of stuff?
I think they'd be nervous at first, but it is easier to talk to someone when you think that whatever you tell them is going to be still a secret. When sometimes it's hard to talk to friends if you have a big circle of friends and you don't know if it's going to get out or if. But it's easy. I think it's easy for some students to talk to teachers. Hanani, when you went to school in Nigeria, was it hard to talk to the teachers? Did they seem really supportive?
Well, it was. You couldn't really talk to all teachers because some students feared some teachers, but there are definitely many teachers you could go to if you had a problem. And then they also encouraged kids to talk to their parents, every opportunity they had or any problem they had or anything, they encouraged them to get closer to their parents for help because their parents tell them the truth and they always have their parents around, so.
Yeah.
To our callers. Oh, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. You guys have talked a bit about how uncertain everything can seem from middle school on up to high school. Including identity and sexuality and a bunch of other stuff. Do you think that there are many people your age who, if it were a little more acceptable, they would explore their feelings a little more about really close, important friendships and might experiment, even if it's more emotionally than sexually, as to whether they might form really intimate attachments more strongly with girls or boys. And I guess that would be saying, do you think some high school kids would look like they were playing with exploring bisexuality as well as, you know, possibly eventually deciding that they're really gay Is there an in-between ground, you know, that you have observed or felt anything about yourself? And I'll take my answer off there. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, caller. I think that in some schools, I don't know exactly much in our school, Laytonville, but I think in some schools, actually, kids are kind of afraid that what their friends or peers are going to think if they actually try being bi or straight on, like, gay. But I think that some kids in Willits, I think there's more bisexuality than in Laytonville, actually. But
I think it's because, and being in such a small school, if you tried anything, that your teachers, or not even your teachers, your friends and everything would find out about it, and so I think there is a little bit of fear there as well. And I think that kids are afraid to try things because they are afraid of what people might think or might say. And I think that more of that exploring or talking about stuff with other people comes out more when you're a little older than in high school. Because you're not having to work your way through high school through acceptance and cliques and everything.
Yeah, in high school, I think a big, like, one of the major things in high school is acceptance. Like, I mean, your whole high school career could be hard, and it's so much easier when you have friends and family behind you. And I think that a lot of people do things because they want to be accepted, not because they think it's the right thing to do, but because they, like, want to be part of a group, and they feel that if they don't do that, they're not going to be, I mean, considered cool or, I mean, part of the group. Hanani, do you ever think that someone's not doing something because they're afraid they're not going to be accepted by the people they hang out with?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know whether it happens here, but I've heard of many schools where people are Christians and they don't want to say it out because they're afraid people will think they're stupid or they're not cool or something. So, like, it's just like many other things. People don't want to do it because they feel, well, I'll not be accepted by others if I do it, so.
Yeah.
Callers, the number is 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you and have you a part of this discussion.
I think it might be easy. I think it's easier in public schools to come out with caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Good discussion. A couple of things. Again, I'm an older, momish caller. I'm hoping some young people will call and maybe some dads, too. But a couple of things occur to me. For one thing, when I was younger, quite a bit younger, I was a lot more open-minded, hearted, and bodied about sexuality. And one of the reasons that older people may be more conservative, it may be because they were raised that way, but it also may be because of experiences that they've had. Part of my feeling is that if friendships, brotherhood and sisterhood between males and females from a very early age, the idea that one has to explore sexuality or be in a sexual relationship because they love someone is a big problem all across humanity. Sexuality is very specific, and if our love is defined and confined to terms of sexuality, we're all in trouble, and we look around and we see that we all are in trouble. Another problem I see is a lack of support, just a lack of really healthy community. If there were, if people of all ages were involved in just the community of life, then young people wouldn't have to find, wouldn't be experimenting with sexuality. They might be experimenting with other forms of creativity if there were support for that in the culture, whatever their creative, artistic, or work passion was. And the other thing that it reminds me of is, in a way, it's a form of misogyny where, you know, it's just like, you know, it's an insult now to call somebody gay, but when I was growing up, you could insult somebody by calling them a girl,
yeah.
You know, whether they were a boy or a girl. And so in a way, to me, I see more bisexuality and homosexuality in the young people as kind of a confusion of that, like the sensitive guy
mm-hmm.
Throughout history has been branded as something wrong with them against mm-hmm. the macho guy. And so I think a sensitive guy might start thinking he's gay, like maybe I'm gay. And then also I know some guys that are maybe very attractive guys, and girls are much more forward now than they used to be, and they're getting hit on all the time. That might make a guy not want to be with girls.
Yes.
And then a girl who's being hit on or has bad experiences with a guy might get more interested in girls. These the situation, the culture that homosexuality grows out of, I mean, I'm sure that there is a, it's possible that there's a percentage of people that just have some switch chromosomes or whatever, but when you talk about people being, you know, people just are how they are, they're born the way they are, well, most people are born either male or female, and I just think it's not fair to the youth to be having to work out these issues of sexuality in our culture, and I think, like a lot of other things, the adults have not taken responsibility for a healthy culture and are creating confusion for children. And I think learning and exampling a real holy human love, just basic human love, would allow, I'd like to see people not engaging in sexuality at all till they're a lot older, and give them a chance to actually form healthy, loving, non-sexual relationships. And one of the things I've experienced is, and one of my feelings about, you know, living in this area is that, I mean, I grew up and I was very attractive, you know, to the opposite sex. And I would get hit on all the time. It was challenging. You know, when you're younger, it's like, oh, cool, I'm getting all this attention. But after a couple of decades of this, it's not that pleasant, and it can be really limiting and really harassing. And then if you're in a community where then you're going to get hit on by women too, it just multiplies the problem. It's like you can't walk around in the world without being seen as a sexual object. And so I just think there's a lot more to it, and I would like to put the call out to the adult community to really look at the health of the community and the culture and the responsibility of adults to live an honest life instead of, you know, sex, violence, and money. It's got to be about more than that. Anyway, thank you for your show.
Well, thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
Yes, yeah, she brought up a lot of good points. It is hard that, I mean, if people are always, I mean, if you are always drawing a lot of attention, you might do something to try to get away from all the attention, such as, being more attracted to the other, to your same sex. And
there's definitely, she was talking about how talking to kids at a younger age, we do have the Big Brother and Big Sister group, where we offer the kids where they can talk to us about anything, and this, we start at, second grade?
Yeah, second grade.
Second grade. My buddy happens to be in fourth grade, so it's definitely a more turning point where kids start going into those cliques, because when you're younger, you notice that all the little kids hang out with everyone, and there's no really, like, prejudice against anyone.
Yeah.
But then when they start getting to third and fourth and fifth grade, you see that they start teasing each other and trying to bring up their own self-power and trying not to put other kids down, but then when you talk to these kids and you work with them, you see that they're all just really scared and self-conscious, and so that sometimes they will choose not to tell you or talk to you about some stuff. But it's definitely a good idea to have kids be able to talk to older people and talk to them about these feelings and everything that they're having.
Yeah, I also think, like, kids should be more open to older people, because, like, most kids think they can take care of anything by themselves. They reach a certain age and they think, well, I can handle any situation I get into. And they don't know that, well, there are older people they can talk to. And these older people have passed through the same things that they are passing through. So they have better
knowledge.
Better knowledge of what to do and how to help them. So I think kids should be more open to adults.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost kind of sad when kids are scared to be who they are. And I think, I don't think it's actually really an issue until you get up into the higher grades. Maybe even starts in 8th grade or 7th. But, I mean, if someone's, like, already, when they're young, attracted to the same sex, I don't think that they should be, like, super scared and, like, thinking that they have to wait. I mean, they have to go through a big part of their life. I mean, scared that someone's gonna, like, be mean because of the way they are.
Callers, the number is 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you and talk about these feelings that you believe that others will have and kids will have and people they can talk to and how this has effect on our culture.
And what do you guys think about preposition 8? I mean, do you think that by the time this generation is able to vote, do you think it will have changed?
I think that because the openly gay marriage and all the rights are coming out in the laws, that the kids will see that this is okay and there's nothing wrong with it. And so I think that the population, once we start to get older, that more people will be open to it and that the rights and laws will pass.
Yeah, Hanani, what do you think about it?
I don't really know. Because, like, personally, if I was given the opportunity to vote, I don't think I'll vote for... Like, I won't vote at all. Because I...
You're not for and you're not against it.
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the survey they did, they found that... I forgot what the votes were, but I mean, it was like twice as likely or something. Yeah, it was twice as likely that they would vote. I mean, the younger generation would vote for same-sex marriage as the older generations. And I think that, by the time this generation gets up to like their 60s and stuff, I think the law will have changed. I think that in most states it will be okay for same-sex marriage.
Like the 38 states out of 50?
Yeah.
Do you think that that's an like accurate thing, that in the next couple of years that would probably be more likely?
I think that's accurate, because I know in some states, I think the... East Coast may be a little less acceptive to things than the West Coast, and it may have, that might have an, make a difference because of, like, older generations might maybe, like, influencing the younger generation to think a certain way.
Please call and join in our conversation. The number is 456-9991, and some questions for our callers. Do you have friends who are gay? Do you think that this community is supportive of homosexuality? Are people here threatened because of their sexual orientation? Do you ever hear the term gay used as a ridicule, to ridicule someone or something? What are your parents' attitudes towards homosexuality? And then there's many other questions, and you can also just talk about your feelings towards homosexuality and how you think that the rights and laws should be passed or not passed, and that we believe... At least I do, that people should be able to vote and do whatever they want without being influenced by others, their parents or anything, and that kids shouldn't be afraid to express their feelings either.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the same rules should apply for everyone. I mean, if you're in love with someone or if you are really attracted to the same sex, I think that it doesn't matter. I mean, you're exactly the same as everyone else, just you have different beliefs and different attractions. Hanani, what do you think about, what's your whole outlook on gay marriage? I mean, are you for or against? I mean, you said you weren't for or against it earlier, but, I mean, what are your opinions about it?
Well, for me, I've just heard about it. I don't think I've met with people who are gay. But, when I think about it, it used to be, I don't know, it sounds, weird or odd or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. And listeners, please call 895-2223 and pledge your support for You Speaks Out and other programs on KZYX. That number is 895-223. That's really supportive for our for our radio show and others.
And what do you guys think about, the whole prom deal? What do you think that that was, do you think that would ever happen in our community?
In our school, I definitely don't think that, because a lot of our teachers and, our principal and our school board wouldn't have a problem with that, because girls do go with each other, because they think it'd be more fun, or they'd have a lot, it'd be more comfortable for them. And it's not really a turn to, but if a guy went with another guy, I think that a lot of heads would turn, and that I don't think our school would ban it, but I think it would be highly frowned on, and I don't think that's okay, because there's no difference. Yeah. Guys should be able to go whoever they want, and so should girls.
Yeah, and I think the teachers would be actually, the teachers wouldn't have as hard of a time with it as our actual students. I think that, if someone was actually openly gay, if a boy was actually openly gay about something, openly gay, I think that the students would actually accept them. I don't think that, some students still would have problems with it, but I don't think it'd be as big of a deal as just joking about it.
Yeah, I think, even if I knew someone was gay, it's not as if I would not talk to the person or relate with the person. At least I would relate normally to the person. Even though I may not like it, but at least I'll try to relate with the person so that the person doesn't feel odd or,
There's 6 more minutes on our show. Please call in. We'd like to hear from you and join in the conversation. 456-9991. With the kid being kicked out by his parents, because of the school board and everything, do you guys think that was okay? Even though the school board accepted him, his parents didn't. Do you guys think that was okay?
I really don't think it was okay for his parents to... I don't think it's okay for any parents to, kick their kids out because of the way they are. It's never... you're never the way you are because of your parents' influence, but, his parents may have had some part in the way he... the way he turned. It's not bad. It's not bad at all the way it happened. It's just the way he wanted to be.
I also think that people should accept everyone for who they are. Everyone's different. Some people like short hair. Some people have long hair. Some people like to do different things. And no one should be judged for who they are or what they are.
Yeah. Hanani, what do you think about Derek? What was his name?
Martin.
Derek Martin.
Oh, okay. For Derek, I really don't think his parents should have kicked him out. It's just disowning him. If they did not want him to be like that, they should have talked to him or... They should have talked to him, and then they may have seen his point of view, and he also see their point of view. So they didn't necessarily have to, kick him out.
And it was his senior year, and so he was about to be on his own and going to college and everything, and so he did lose that support right before he was going to have to be on his own, and I definitely think that must have been a heavy blow for him, and that his family should have just accepted him for who he was.
Yeah.
Callers, we have 4 more minutes. The number is 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you.
It says here, some senior proms, predominantly in the Bible Belt, interracial dates are not allowed. What do you guys feel about that? I mean, I know we've talked about prom and how you guys feel about this, but do you think that's a big deal in California? I mean,
I definitely think in California it's a lot more acceptable to go with other races or go with someone of your own sex, but I don't think it's a problem for anyone. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. One of the questions that I heard posed is this community supportive of gay individuals?
Yes.
And I wanted to tell about an incident that happened, and that is that I was with my transgender girlfriend at the Ukiah Bowl for a karaoke night.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went to use the bathroom, she was kicked out of the place, and the sheriff came and talked to us.
Hmm.
And I felt like this was absolutely, you know, she has ID that names her as a female, and it's just that after when she got up to sing and it became apparent that her voice, you know, people could look at her and stuff, they definitely did discriminate against her and make a scene out of it, and it was very ugly, and we've never gone back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
That's definitely a lot of tough ones, because sometimes people will judge you, but that you're always going to have to deal with people judging you, even if you're not gay or straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it might be hard. I mean, it probably is hard when you look a certain way, and...
I definitely believe that people always have their own opinions, but you should never judge anyone, because it's like the saying, never go picking at the way your neighbor does the dustings if you have dirty windows. It's, you can never, you always, no one's ever perfect, but there's definitely always something that you can always clean up, and so you should always accept and keep people for who they are. That's all for this month's edition of You Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Laura, and...
Mitzi.
And Annie.
Thanks to our callers. One of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willits studio. You Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with HALT, Healthy Activities for Laytonville Teens. HALT is a project designed by Laytonville's Healthy Start program. The project is creating many alternative activities for teens in our community. For more information, please contact Healthy Start at 984-8089 or visit their website at www.laytonville.org/healthystart.html. You Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.uspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Our next show will be held on the last Sunday of April, the 25th, at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the end of next month.